I'm Francesco Graziano Jr. with your CPTV Sports Wire. Happy Halloween! Don't miss tonight's Halloween edition of the High School Football Game of the Week, live at 6:30. Gabe Erickson, Jake Ward, and the vaunted Morgan Clinton rushing attack that averages 256 yards per game visit unbeaten Valley Regional, led by the state's all-time leading tackler, Justin Chevrier. If you are at the game, check out our live stream on youtube.com/CPTVSports. Don Boyle and Glenn Conicello have you covered tonight with the commentary. They'll also track out-of-town scores. Ashley Afonso will provide updates from the sideline. She'll also be looking for the best costumes. Tweet us, at CPTV Sports, hashtag CTHSFB.
I stayed focused for the most part. Even it was still hard, though. So many distractions going on and emotions being messed with.
Julia Carr shed her given name in a lifetime of sorrow to get where she is today. Learn about this phenomenal soccer player in tonight's Best in Connecticut Sports Spotlight at the half. The very first edition of the Best in Connecticut Sports Spotlight show will air Saturday night at 7. It is a compilation of our profiles from October. Ansonia quarterback Jaquan McKnight played through a serious leg injury to lead the Chargers past Wolcott 48-27 Thursday. Derby and Seymour scored 106 points, but it was the Derby Raiders who improved to 6-1. They win 62-44. Mark Piccirillo scored 3 total touchdowns in Shelton's 33-6 rout of Hamden. North Haven is 7-1. They crushed Hillhouse 48-7 last night. Ledger captured the ECC volleyball title while Seymour won the NBL Thursday night. Other titles will be decided Saturday, including an epic battle between Farmington and Ram in the CCC game. Also, Joe Grippo looks for his 600th coaching victory at Morgan Clinton as the Huskies take on Haddam Killingworth in the Shoreline Final. Watch live NESCAC College Football Saturday at 12:30 as Amherst College visits Trinity in Hartford. Only on CPTV Sports. On air and online at cptvsports.org.